it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program, the show this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this show. I'm the owner of this network. And here we go. Watchman for Jesus Network brings you the Watchman for Jesus program. We have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And I got a website, watchmanforjesus.com. I think you sort of see the theme. Family, today I'm going to close in on some details of how this world really works. Well, who are you to say? I do research. Do you do research? Or do you work all day? I know that sounds a little bizarre, but I've worked in my life quite a bit of places. God put me some places that the average person hasn't been, but there's places other people have been that I haven't been. We've all been places. We bring something to the table, every one of us. That's what's called a family, you know. And so someone has a skill that I don't, and hopefully I have skills that they don't, and this one has skills that neither one of us have, and everybody brings it together, and you kind of talk about it. But the one diagram, the one principle, the one program, the one truth is contained in the King James Bible, irrefutably. If you believe that man is a god and created the universe, well, you're on the wrong broadcast. If you want to believe that man is the god of his own self and created himself, good luck on that one. Well, that's a lie if you believe that. If you believe an alien created us, well, you can't stop there. You must peel the onion more. Who created them? They create themselves as well? Or is it by accident 30, 40 different factors perfectly entwined, perfectly in tune, just happened to come together somewhere in the universe at one time and created the first civilization that then expanded the next and the next and the next and the next, and they all evolved exactly perfectly correct and all this? Good luck on that one, too. Disney can make it up, and so can Hollywood, but it won't be true. If you believe that man will become a god, well, what happened to all the others? Where's the evidence? You have none. There is none. There's more evidence that you're not than there is that there are. Man to become God. That's where 322, the Skull and Bones number that Kerry knows and George Bushy knows. And that's a secret I can't tell you. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It has to do with Genesis 3:22. They think they're going to become a god. Not. Impossible. It's not going to happen. That's what 3:22 is all about, is Genesis 3:22. Man to become as a god. That's a Rosicrucian idea. It goes back thousands of years. Carried on from one age to the next, one generation to the next, till today. They actually believe it, and yet not one. Not one. In their entire history, the Rosicrucians, the Fabians, the Freemasons, OTO, whatever they are. Not one can come back and say he's become a god. Oh, but the time of transition hasn't happened yet. The fifth dimension is yet to happen. Yeah, that was a song in the 1960s. That was a lie in ancient mystery schools of religion that Bill Cooper talked about frequently. They're lying to you there, Freemason. Cold turkey, they're lying to you. All the supernatural acts that they show you at the 33rd degree of Mason level, one third of them know, is nothing but alchemy. You become possessed when you become a 33rd degree Mason at the highest level, the royal secret. Oh, yeah, we know about that. You become possessed, so the powers you have is not your powers. A little tidbit for you. When you allow that possession there, Freemason, Shriner, and you can do all this stuff with your invocations and witchcraft and all that, well, what happens is the demonic spirit, which is energy, you allow to come in through your pineal gland. Let's get exact about it. And they control your body, making you think you are. There's three different ways they do this, by the way. Well, they've got it outlined, and I've got the details right here. Well, anyway, they integrate into your cell. So your cell, each individual cell is electrical. That's how you make your hands move and you think. Electrical impulses. So that works. Well, they integrate into that because demons are specks of light, but they're specks of energy that are demons allowed into your body because you allowed them to possess you. So they give you these powers. You see, it's a foolery. And when they're done with you and they leave you, they suck out your energy. That's why you turn old quick. That's why you die. That's why you get all crepid and all this, that, and the other, and things go wrong for, because they pull out your life force energy. God's not there for you. All the good deeds in the world count against you. Even in Hollywood, all of them, by their own testimony, signed their name in blood, literally, to Lucifer. Whether they believe in him or not, doesn't matter, he exists. They signed their name literally in their own blood to Lucifer on a contract. And that contract, I don't know where they maintain it, but it's kept in a particular place somewhere. And when someone reneges, say, well, I really don't want to do this. That's odd, man. I don't want to sign that. Well, you're going to have to. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, it's okay. You can sign it. But if you do a good deed, it cancels the contract. Let's say for those that are taught that doing good deeds gets you in right with God, but it doesn't. Doing good deeds is after you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. That's fruits of the Spirit after you have accepted Jesus as your Savior. after you expelled the demonic realms around you and you put a protection of those angels he puts upon you that you don't see, but they're there. He don't let you see the angels in many cases. Some people have that gift, but very, 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 very few. And the angels of God come down, they do a mission, they leave. Your guardian angels are there, but they're not going to appear. You know why? Because if they were to appear, as they did in the days of old, you would worship the angels and not Jesus. That's why there's... And also, some people that have a heart attack. If you were able to have glasses and see the battle going on around you where God's protecting you from the demons, if you had glasses to see it in the second heaven of that realm, that frequency, vibrational level, whatever, it's all physics, really. It would shock you to see how you're protected. The full armor of God keeps you protected. That angel responds to you. God puts someone around you to protect you. This is supernatural. The problem is the New Age have quantified this and they've learned it from the fallen angels, and this is how it really works. I know some of you don't believe that, but then you got to go back to what do you believe then? I'm going to say a couple more things and we'll dedicate the broadcast. I get sometimes carried away. I get moving, hit the ground running. I was in a store this afternoon. This is quite significant. It really opened my eyes to see it actually played out. I was buying some things in a drugstore, and the lady behind the counter, I opened up, start talking about stuff, you know, and got to talking about the microchip, and well, I ain't taking that. I know when that happens, I'll be out of here. I know what she's referring to. She's referring to the rapture and all that. I won't be here for that. You know, that's what everybody refers to. It's the religious thought of the rapture. And I talk about that sometimes in my Bible studies. I'm not going to that right now. That in itself is an hour broadcast or Bible study. But in any case, I said, yeah, that's what we're talking about, the Bible. There's another guy there that was listening, and he was there. I know about that, the Illuminati. I said, oh, you do? Yeah. I read about that chip and all that. So he confirmed what I was talking about. Well, here it goes. I said, well, you ain't going to worry about all that when you go into the... Oh, I know what she said. She said, oh, I know, that's a lot of stuff for me to even take into account. She said, I get too mind about that, too much involved. I just go to my TV and not worry about it. I said, whoa. You go to your TV and just don't think about it. I go to my TV. I said, wow, we've been talking about that now the past 2-3 days. TV, science, keep you distracted. Here comes the catchy part. I said, well, instead of the TV, you know, I imagine you'd go to your King James Bible. Whoa. Wow. I saw her shut down. She shut down. She looked straight ahead and just shut down when I mentioned about going to your Bible. Just shut down. TV? No problem. Out of here. I believe in God. I'm out of here. Okay. King James Bible's got those instructions. Shut down. Done. Now, the other guy said, oh, yeah. He started getting into it, you know, talking about God and all that. Yeah. So that's it. She shut down, man. Just like on cue. On cue. Totally shut down. I was amazed. Believe in God, yet you mention the Bible, the King James Bible. Boom. Looked straight down to the ground and didn't say another word. Didn't even look at me, say bye. We are conditioned in a big way. How? Did someone teach her that? Or when you go to churches, it's not teaching the truth. We get possessed and demonized. That's it, right there. The mega churches, the rock and roll music. I may one day talk about this. I don't know when, but I'll just hint at it. And those of you that know, you will immediately identify. The tinted windows, the colored windows, and the radiation coming through called sunlight. Alchemy. Energy transfer. Demonic realm. Opening up portals on people below. If people knew the alchemy of radiation, glass, crystals, color, Satan does and uses it. It works, unfortunately. Reflection of the sunlight, reflection of the moonlight, and doing rituals. It's all light. It's spectrum. It's satanic. And when they do rituals, it causes possession. People don't realize it. Family, it's not fake. It is real. It is physics. God has principles. When he said God created the world, created the earth, the universe, and so forth, he had to create the principles by which it would operate, which he won't change those. He manipulates them, causes Satan and the fallen angels and mankind with their inventions to have to upgrade every time. Because he keeps changing frequency, so man can never become like God. So he keeps messing around with their frequency. And what that does is changes the formulas, the vibrations, the electronics change. Sometimes catch on fire. It's amazing the war going on around us while we watch TV. It's incredible. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and then let's get talking about the weapons that he uses. And I think yesterday we was getting into feminism, which is heavily used, racism, which is being used now. It wasn't that racism started because the people didn't like other people. It was created as a weapon to cause us division, to make us want to come together under their control. It's called the dialectic. Feminism, exactly the same thing. Science, everything is involved in the seven Ashram rays, and that can be proven because they are documented in their own textbook. Exactly these things I'm telling you. So what does that do for you? Well, it means that you don't go to that feminist march and you witness the love of Jesus to both men and women, that this thing is being used against you. Oh, yeah. So when you dissipate and men and women don't participate in it, they lose their power. They can't use it anymore. That's what it means. When you go back to the principles of the Bible, the way it was set down to be, they lose their power. They no longer have power over on you. They can't cash in on the guilt that the laws they produce, the principles they throw before you to cause you chaos, they fail. It fizzles. By their own quotes, it confirms this. They must cause dissension and rebellion, conflict, order out of chaos. It's covered in their own teachings. Orson Welles, Illuminati member. I'm sorry, my mistake. Vladimir Lenin, 1904, a student of Adam Weishaupt in his studies and teachings. Of course, he didn't meet Adam Weishaupt. It was a little bit about two centuries after, but he was a student of his teachings. Vladimir Lenin, a humanist, said, and I quote, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent." Unquote. Mm-hmm. Let's dedicate the broadcast. I got a whole bunch of things to talk to you about in the next 2 hours. To give you some power, all you got to do is put it together and come together, work together, like Martin Luther King tried to bring people to do. Martin Luther King was trying to bring people together. He wasn't supposed to do that, But he did. That's why they had the Pentagon had him assassinated by order of the Vatican. That's why JFK was against the Illuminati. He was going to dismantle them. And then what things he was going to do? Five things would have done it. They had to kill him too. Bobby Kennedy was there after the Mafia. Mafia is controlled by the Vatican, the Jesuits, as a fact. CIA, Mossad, all those guys work with the Mafia. Mafia is only slaves of the Illuminati by virtue of working with the intelligence agencies, who's controlled by the Illuminati. All of them are worked together. Subversive groups are under the control to keep chaos, to bring order. ISIS, all the fictional alternate enemies. Oh, they kill, but they're controlled by Mossad, by CIA, BDS, BND. All of them work together. Islamic intelligence agencies also work together in harmony with the CIA and all the others at the top level. You got it now? To bring about a new world order. So they make an agreement to cause chaos for us. The highest level are Luciferians and follow the dictates of Lucifer supernaturally. I know some of you don't want to hear that, but that's exactly what's ruling this world, whether you like it or not. Whether you believe it or not, don't matter. It's a fact. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Let's get moving here. Lord, thank you today for bringing us together. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that indwells upon us, that brings us together. Lord, we call upon you to protect us with the blood of Jesus, to guide us today in all these broadcasts, that, Lord, we can spread the gospel and the truth. Give us discernment and wisdom that, Lord, we can look into these events that's happening. Spread the truth that may be defeated or delayed, Lord, but the main thing is, Father, we can spread the word of the gospel about Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for our children. They'll be protected in these times of these wicked sacrifices and these coven holidays that's coming up, that, Lord, that they use human sacrifices, that, Lord, you'll take it away from them. That, Lord, in these sacrifices of the covens, Freemasons at the highest level, the Luciferians at the highest level, that, Lord, you'll strip down their protection and expose them for who and what they are. Lord, we pray for release of these children and those that's kidnapped, and Lord, all others, to guide them, give them comfort, and bring them to your bosom. Father, to use, to give comfort to their families that's missing their loved ones, that to use these tragedies to bring people together. Father, we pray for our brethren today. Again, we pray for Dee, that, Lord, you'll protect her with the blood of Jesus around her. Lord, we pray for Brandy to give her the right direction, give her knowledge, discernment, and wisdom, and opportunities to fight off those which are attacking her. Father, we pray for Antonio, his family, and to bring them together, that all can be awakened to the truth about these events that's taking place, and Father, to bring the family together, to open up eyes of the truth about the Illuminati, about what's being done against them, the tricks of Satan causing division. Lord, we pray for Max, that, Lord, he'll be protected and give him knowledge and wisdom to be used in the future. Father, we pray for two others, Leah and Carrie. Lord, that you'll protect them with your Holy Spirit. That, Father, they're being targeted by outsiders, that, Lord, you'll protect them with the blood of Jesus. And, Father, all others we've prayed for in the past, that, Lord, we see an increase of this activity going around against us. Father, we know that the further we pull away, that the more power that Satan has on this world. That, Lord, you give us more power through the Holy Spirit, of which to witness the truth about Jesus. We pray for courage to come out of the pulpits, to come out and express themselves in the true way, to exalt the King James Bible, to exalt the truth about Jesus Christ and the true word God contained in the King James. The Father, we see an increase of activity that's going against the Bible. We see an activity of a falling away that is second to none. And, Father, we also pray for our veterans that's being targeted within their own country by these suicides that's being done on purpose. Father, the use of these psychotropic drugs, the microchips that's placed in most, and Father, to set up divine appointments to avoid the thoughts of suicide for those that's thinking about it, that, Lord, you'll set up divine appointments to steer them away from these thoughts. And all these things we pray, Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. There was a couple of, I never can get this word right. I call them memes. Some people call them mimes or whatever. On your Facebook pages and all this and all that. Man, I never have really mastered that Facebook thing. I'm just not real good at computers all the time. I know what I'm doing in certain areas, but it's like I can change the oil of the car, but to replace the spark plugs, I don't. Other things I can change, and I can kind of put this in, but that's all I know. You know, this computer, the YouTube thing, I don't know why I got a mental block on that thing, but I just do. That's just the way it is. Well, you know, these mimes or mimes or something or another. Anyway, one was put up on my website or my Facebook, and it couldn't be any more true. That almost everything in our lives is an outward manifestation of Satan's plan. Almost everything. I mean, I've talked about that already many times. But the one thing they put up on my website, my Facebook, hits a nail on the head. Quote, "The people who can see Satan in everything aren't looking to see Satan in everything. They are awake to the deception because he is in everything. The people who can't see it are walking with the world and don't want their illusion destroyed because they would have to change their walk." You see. So in that mimes, M-E-E-M-S, whatever, hits the nail on the head. The people who can't see that Satan is in everything, and he is. This is the world, and the world will be destroyed. There's no way around it. It's not possible. Every human being will be judged that's ever lived. You ever been to school? Remember school? In school, in grade school, yes, you had some task or something. Take the trash out or I don't know, something you just didn't want to do. Monitor this, monitor hall, monitor whatever, something. I don't remember what it was, but anyway. And so the teacher, it's time to pick a new one, new two of you or one of you, whatever, to clean the erasers, okay, or take the trash out or something. So she's looking around, okay, and she got a list out here, and she's looking, and you kind of slump down in your seat, not me, I don't want to do that, and you're hoping she'll pass over you. And she says, points right at you, but she's saying to Mary, or John, or whatever. You're like, whew, miss me. God, I missed it 3 times in a row now. Well, I got news for you. When the judgment of God comes in the great white throne, or the judgment seat of Christ rewards, not one human is going to escape one or the other. Now, the rewards in heaven, the great white throne, judgment seat of Christ, don't want to miss that one. You want to go, I'll do it. But the great white throne, man, you don't want that. But God's got criteria that you must pass, or you're going to end up there. if you kind of slump down and just be quiet, maybe he'll just pass over me. It's not going to happen. Every human being that's ever lived will be rewarded or judged from the time Adam and Eve until today and until the time of the mid-tribulation when it once begins. The tribulations. All will be judged. There's no way around it. I can go run and watch TV all I want. That don't solve a thing. Because it's going to happen whether you watch TV or not. Family, get right with God. James 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend with the world is the enemy of God. Exposing the evils of this world will make you an enemy of many professing Christians also, because you're treading upon that which they truly love. Family, this is important to know. Very, very important. Because once you die, it's too late. What are the weapons he uses to keep us distracted? Feminism. Socialism. Newsism. I made that up as a gamblism. Had that too many gamblisms lately. Before I get to that part, I'm going to throw something at you. You all watch some of the TV and movies and on TV they had the three little witches and things that were like fighting evil and all that sort of thing on TV. And then you read about Harry Potter. They even do Bible studies on him. Using the Harry Potter book and Bible studies. Oh boy, that's like having Halloween at your church. Celebrating Satan at your church. All of them do it. They have no idea. Anyway, earth, wind, fire, and water. All those causes a connection with opening up portals in witchcraft. Earth, wind, and fire, and water. When you get a lot of people doing this, when you have a ritual of sacrifice, it releases energy that's somehow absorbed and allows a portals to open. At certain times of the year, certain times of the decade, certain times of history, they've learned, studied over the centuries, God's principles and applied them to what they call science. Trigonometry, sacred geometry. Now you got it? God already uses this second nature. He uses this as his creation. He knows it already because he's the creator of it. But for Satan to be able to manipulate it, witchcraft, Freemasonry, etc., he must attach symbols, mathematics, numbers, and apply them how they work over the centuries. Be able to manipulate God's creation, Tower of Babel. Each time that Satan got close, God destroyed it. The flood, Tower of Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah was just ill, ugly. Every time Satan gets close, God says, nope, not going to happen, boy. He destroys it. He changes frequency. Science is a way that Satan has been able to identify principles of God to use for his benefit, for his power. Okay, earth, wind, fire, and rain. So when you get people together in a ritual, you have consent. You have power. You have energy. Not only from the weather, but from their energy of free will participating. You got it? Because everything we do is electrical. When you come together in emotion of love, free sex, hate, war, etc., that produces like a generator. It's like a generator. And they absorb that energy in the tree of life, the Kabbalah. and they get enough, then they can manifest in this realm. It's physics, man. It's physics. Now, that being said, watch this. Today, it started off with air. That's where the vapes come from. The e-cigarettes. The vaping with marijuana is coming. Vapes, the air that you breathe, the chemtrails. Air that you breathe. Manipulating the air with chemtrails. Vaping, as they call it. Marijuana, drugs that you smoke and so forth. The air that you breathe. The water. Well, do I have to tell you? ALS. The Ice Bucket Challenge. That is a ritual. Do you know that the money they make? So they say, well, if you're not going to give to the ALS Foundation or whatever they got, then you got to ice bucket yourself. Well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't I want to give anyway? So then if I do that, why have I got to ice bucket myself? So I'm going to give to it so I don't have to ice bucket. But it's a challenge. So I'm going to give and ice bucket myself at the same time too. Something's wrong here. Why? Well, one of the reasons is it doesn't reveal the truth about stem cell research. You see, stem cell research is required for research on a curing of the Lou Gehrig's disease. So it requires stem cell research. And where do you get stem cell research from? Aborted babies. They don't tell you that. They're counting on the public not really tying the two together. That's not all, though. Oh, that's definitely not all. That's just the surface part of it. The pouring of the water is the age of Aquarius, the becoming a god, goddess. That's what that signifies. The coming age of Aquarius is man ascending into a godhood. Now, when you pour ice water, what happens? It's voluntary, and man, it's cold. Whoa, yeah, whoa, right? Everybody's doing it. Ice, earth, wind, fire. You know what else they're doing now? Recently? They've got people lined up. It's a new fad. It is jumping out, man. It is jumping. A fad of being tased. And then they take your picture of the face you make when you're being tased. So you take your shirt off. There's your fire. And people are lining up to do it. It's a new fad they got. Tase me, man. Watch this. Oh! And they take a picture. The new fad is fire, man. Electrical shock device. Now it's going through. Isn't that ironic? And now the other fad is being slapped. Is that crazy or what? So now they got a fad where you go to this place and you get slapped. They slap you in the face. What in the world is going on here? Earth. Wind. Fire and water. Fire, water, air, and earth opens up portals. Satanic rituals is what they are. Based on alchemy. Now, what does it do? By the voluntary participation, concerning the physics of it, it allows possession. More and more when you do it, more and more it allows possession. Because when you're shocked, it becomes electrical, to say the least. What do you think it hurts for? Where's hurt come from? Electrical. You burn your finger. Ow, geez, ow. That's electrical, man, big time, because you feel it. The electricity of the pain goes straight to your brain. The pain goes to the brain. How do you think it does that? By a circuit. What circuit? Electrical circuit. Now you got it? That's what's going on. How do you think they do cloning? They take the woman's egg and they pluck out the nucleus. Yep, no nucleus, like a donut. You took the middle of the donut, like a donut hole, there you go, and make a donut out of it. That's the best way I can describe it, me being a layman. So they cut a hole in it, we'll say, and they put a donut, they pluck out the donut hole. That donut is a hole is a nucleus. Okay, they put it off the side. That's her DNA. What she brings to the table. Then they go to the male, or whoever. They cloned Pharaoh in 1985. Do you not know that they're very well preserved by the wrappings? Why do you think they did that so well? A Pharaoh was cloned in 1985. Oh, yeah. So they pluck out the woman's nucleus of her egg. And they take the DNA of the male or whatever they're going to put in there and put it in place of the nucleus. Then they take an electrical shock. Bzz, and guess what? Life begins. How about that? It's called a clone. That's one of four ways they can do it. Then they take that embryo that's now reproducing itself inside and they put it back into the woman, called in vitro. And you got yourself a fetus coming out of some kind. Did y'all know that? So in essence, man and wife take out her egg, take out that nucleus, and take DNA from the husband, put it in that nucleus, put it back in her. She got herself a young husband coming out. Looks just like her husband. Or something else. Now that's a simplified version of it. It takes that electrical shock. But now natural. Man and woman get together. Now two men, it ain't going to happen, is it? Nope. Two women together, ain't not going to happen, is it? Nope. Man and woman get together. You're married. God's guidance, God's blessing. You consummate the marriage. Proverbially, she gets pregnant because of the consummation of the marriage at some point in time. God provides that electrical shock. It's automatic. It is God's way. And he has a plan for that embryo, that baby, that soul he's just provided. He's the one that does it. She don't need to grab a hold of electrical circuit and say, okay, I got the... We had made love, now I got to find me something electrical. It don't work that way. God does it automatically. What they want to do is circumvent that natural process and create their own. Now, it all started in the year 1425. Now, I've talked about this before, but I'm going to add something to it. 1425, 1492, brought the first settlers, white folk. White folk came in here with the Mexicans and Indians as the first two ethnic groups. The whole plan was all along to bring all ethnic groups and races into the North American continent over a period of about 400-500 years. It worked. It's not accidental that we are a diverse nation. It's been planned all along since the 10th century. Now, let's start combining the races, because you see, God divided the races in the time of Nimrod. Satan's plan was to bring everybody together, intermingle the DNA. I got this documented. I'm not making this up. I'm just giving you the expanded version of it. If you look right now, while I'm talking, National Geographic issue, October 2013. Look up the changing face of America, and you will find the race that they've been looking for, of combining the DNA of all races into one human being. It has been accomplished. It is done. Now, to show you I'm not off my rocker, I'm going to give you the evidence coming from the Illuminati. And the old man named Brock Chisholm, you'll find it in Red Fog Over America, 1955, William G. Carr. He wrote, I quote, "Once they intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, king despot of the universe, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races." Quote, "This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm," he was director of the World Health Organization, 1948 to 1953, by the way, quote, "has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that," quote, Brock Chisholm, "by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear," unquote. And then from then on, they're going to medicate people using fluoridation, other drugs. That's always been planned. So by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. So they create the racial problems by using racism as a weapon. Now you see. So we're tired of fighting. We're tired of this. Yeah. So let's come together. Yeah. Which is a good idea, to come together, but under their conditions, that's the problem. Called the New World Order. Chaos, order out of chaos. Order de chaos. That's what they're talking about. God divided us. They're trying to bring us back together. Now, what about the other races? All of us. White, black, red, yellow races. Eradicate. It's called depopulation. Now, here's the new stuff that I haven't talked about before. They're not done there. I realized that there's another step they're going to take. It's a head-slapping moment. The first step was get all the races in one location. See, God divide us because we were plotting against him. Family, if you look up Isaiah 1 verse 5, Jeremiah 17:9, and Romans 7:18, family, man will always plot against God. He just does. And so he loves us all. So he divided us so we wouldn't plot against him by changing languages. Tower of Babel. You see how it worked? Satan said, for my world order, I'm going to bring them together. Now I'm neutral in this whole thing. You understand? I'm just telling you what they are doing. It's working. Well, here's the next step they're going to go. First, bring the races together, intermingle. So the DNA is now back as one. And now they're going for the next step, which is to make man woman and woman man. That is the sign of the Baphomet. Notice this, that they have the statue in Oklahoma. The statue of the Baphomet, the goat head thing going on. He has breasts, and yet it's still a man. As above, so below. The next step is to integrate the sexes for the final plan of Satan's creation, using God's principles. To make a man a woman and a woman a man. That's where transgender comes in, and to accept it. So that's where you read the articles today of how they're trying to bring the same sexes in the same bathroom, turn Boy Scouts into the... This is... Family, I got this from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is documented. How she's been a part of this since 1977. I got evidence out the yin-yang on this. I'm not making anything up at all. That's why they're accepting the homosexual thing. The Antakarana, the rainbow bridge, the rainbow, is very significant to cross into the realm of the supernatural, to become another creator, another creation. The overlord, the overbridge. All this is part of what's going on. Exactly. So now they're showing you, for example, quote, "My family has been racially profiled everywhere from Harvard to our home." Then they've got where a white boy was shot, and they say, "Well, why don't they say something about the white boy being shot?" See, they're trying to build this antagonism of the races once again. So we won't have peace, but on their terms. That's the problem. Now, someone sent me an article, and just opened my eyes up. The article stated that the, quote, "the nanny state is chemically castrating our children's brains." Oh, that's like something you might read out of a tabloid, right? Well, it's not. This has to do with Bill Gates and vaccinations. That's what it's all about in the first place. Now, when I read that castration thing going on, I said, oh, I've heard that before. You see, the government should not be in the business of mandating personal choices, and government should not be allowed to legislate these choices that should be reserved for parents in that regard to their children's health and welfare, right? So parents are sovereign over the welfare of their children and not the nanny state. They know that. This is the reason for the international rights of the child, to take that away from you. So they're going to give you articles, presentations, reports that's going to show you how children are being abused, and they are. And we have a solution for you to finally, once and for all, sign and approve the international rights of the child. Well, that is designed to take your children away from you. They tried that in 1989. They failed. Hillary Clinton failed to get people to sign it, legislators to sign it. She failed. So they got to get our children and our parents geared toward desire to sign it. It's been going on since 1990. Now, in the name of increasing the corporate bottom line, the government watchdog industries of the DEA and FDA, as well as the office of the president, don't matter which one, all of them are a part of this, not just Obama. It's Carter, it's Clinton, it's Reagan, it's Nixon. All of them are a bunch of lackeys for the Vatican, and the Vatican is a lackey for Illuminati. Fact. I don't pull for any of them. They become a willing lapdogs for the big pharma and the unholy alliance in serving to endanger your children. Big pharma. Big pharma. What you mean, big pharma, boy? Well, I'll tell you, big pharma. How's this for you? Pharmakia. Pharmakia is Pharmakeia. Pharmakia. You know what pharmakia means? It's a root word for pharmacy. And old Elmer here says, "Martha, where you going, woman?" And old Martha says, "Well, honey, I'm going down to the pharmacy to get my medicine." He said, "Okay, well, I'll see you when you get back from the pharmacy." You got it? Okay. Well, pharmakia is a root word for the pharmacy, Greek. You know what the definition of it is? One of the definitions of pharmakia, pharmacy, is the use or administration of drugs. And you're going to say, "Well, I knew that already." And I'm going to say, "Yeah, I know you did. I know you did. But did you know number two also?" They didn't tell you that one, did they? Yeah. Well, number two definition is poisoning. Hey, how about number three definition of pharmakia? I quote, "sorcery, magical arts, often found in connection with idolatry and fostered by it." And number four, metaph, the deceptions, seductions of idolatry, is pharmakia. Any questions now? Revelation 18:23, the King James Bible. "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride," that's Jesus and those who accepted him as their Savior, shall be heard no more in all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Unquote. How about that? Isn't that something? How all this comes around? So, Big Pharma has gone to great lengths to increase sales to the youth of America, either through chemically castrating our children's brains or by producing drugs with very serious side effects which serve to seriously degrade both the brain and the body. And the children are being systematically destroyed by the pharmaceutical industry, as well as our troops is coming back, as you have 26 suicides per day. And 80% of those have never been to combat. And 60% were never deployed. So where does post-traumatic stress come in on that, Paul Rakoff? There's a problem there. Did you know that psychotropic drugs affect brain activity as associated with mental process and behavior? Did you have any idea about that? This lie about ADHD, it's a lie. With such medication, can have significant benefits for those with mental illnesses, they say. They can also have side effects ranging from mild to serious, including drowsiness, suicidal thoughts, pray tell, hallucinations, loss of coordination, blurred vision, tremors, weight gain, high cholesterol, according to a report in 2011 by U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, result of a five-state study. That's from their own studies. Now, that being said, the word castration popped up on my radar screen. I said, See, they started that mass medication in the year 1900 with fluoride. And that was continued on in concentration camps by Adolf Hitler. Oh, that's a fact. The word castration came popping up in my head. I said, now, where have I heard that word before? And I remembered where it came from. In 1973, the Health Education Welfare Department helped fund a project called, some of you already heard me say this, but Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. Now focus on the words coercive behavior modification techniques with, in this study, was offenders, prisoners they used as study group. And the thesis of this program, this study, by Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzabel. Oh, Ralph was from Harvard, of course. A card-carrying member of the Council of Foreign Relations and a card-carrying member, oh, big time, of the Tavistock behavioral think tank in England, controlled by the Illuminati. Now, Professor Ralph K. Schwetzabel, S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-G-E-B-E-L, Schwetzabel, sounds like something you'd eat at a German restaurant, don't it? Anyway, he worked on this thesis that social, cultural, or political, quote, rehabilitation, I love the way they put these things, began inside the nervous system of the citizen. That's you and me. So a miniaturized radio transmitter implanted inside the brain or body would monitor and transmit conversations, locations, and it would even transmit the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. So this report explains, and I got a copy of it, by the way. It's 97 pages long. The report explains that sewed up inside the subject's body, along with a transponder, would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device. The device would deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. Now, people lining up for this with the taser, aren't they? They loving it, man. Shock me. Get my picture in the paper. Yeah. Here it goes. Oh, that hurt. Oh, yeah, that's funny, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. How about that? We're such fools. See what they're doing? This is 1973. The taser thing today is now. Oh, watch what I connect here. Watch this. Now, when you ask yourself, who's the offenders or subjects? Well, Professor Ralph K. Schwetzbel of Harvard, he dwelled then on homosexuals as his test subjects. That's where you get the sexual response. Uh-huh. They considered to be aberrant. So when homosexual got a sexual response with another homosexual, it would be shored up on recording, somehow would be identified on a monitor, and they'd pop him with an electrical shock device. Well, when a dog would get fit, had a bell, remember Pavlov's dog? You'd salivate with the bell. Well, what's the difference, right? Electrical shock therapy now comes into play. Goes back to 1920s. In this monograph, he talks about an offender's financial matters, disputes over financial obligations, and socially troublesome persons. Ouch. Now, the paper in 1973-74 predicts micrometertization. It means to get smaller. Anybody ever talk about the Verichip? Oh. And what it does is permits near permanent intracranial stimulation. Now, since the new program then would relate to civil rather than criminal, they were assured that the cruel, unusual punishment clause of the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution would not present any serious obstacle to implementing the plan. So, sterilization. Here we go. You ready? Get ready? Get ready. Here we go. The sterilization part of it is a euphemism for castration. And that's given an example of a technique that's more likely to be upheld in the court statute when it appears to be civil rather than criminal in nature. I kind of feel a little civil, don't you? Well, I'm not feeling real civil right now when I tell you about this. See how they're doing it? And you know, a National Security Agency computer specialist back then in the 70s, he suggested and proposed attaching a miniature electronic tracking device to 20 million Americans. This device, now known as a digital tattoo, can deliver electrical shock, deliver your medication, listen to your conversation, find out where you are, and kill you if they want to. Mm-hmm. How about that? Microchips are in the vaccines. Veterans, that's where you're hearing the small voices. You know that Walmart has a program of advertising in some of their stores. Matter of fact, they got it here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, in Walmart. That when you go in, there's a certain aisle that you enter. And you cross that aisle, you hear on the TV, or somewhere, you hear advertisement. What's that? But when you go past that aisle, it turns off. How's that work? Wait a minute, what happened? So you back up, and you hear it, and you step up about 1 foot, and you don't hear it no more. What? How's that work? Well, it's called a microwave. In that microwave, it enters your brain. And the brain identifies that signal, and you hear it's voice to skull in your advertisement. Just a movement of 12 inches of that wave, and you don't hear it anymore. And that's amazing, isn't it? Now, they take that same wave and expand it on a grid square or on a person by following that microchip that his DNA, you're going to hear voices in your head that nobody else hears. Oh, this is old technology. Now y'all got it? So you got yourself a march, and you target that march with 11 hertz of ELF transmission, you got yourself a bona fide riot. You got one of the veterans that's marching. He's a carry. He's carrying a weapon. You got his DNA. You got him on your track like a human drone. You give him that cue word that's been put into his head. He don't hear it. He hears it, but nobody else does. He pulls the gun out and starts killing people. Or he goes home and kills his parents, kills himself. Family, this is being orchestrated. It's being orchestrated. They've synthesized demonic activity along with the demons that's opened up by the drugs anyway. Family, you got to know how this is working. Supernaturally, it can be defeated. Becoming born again is not philosophical. Becoming born again is physics. It's chemistry. It's biology. It's faith. It's love. It is about God's control. It's about allowing him to work in your life. Is physical, spiritual, and real. I try to break this down so people understand it's not just something philosophy going on here. That course should be banned. It's the most stupid, the most ignorant course ever was. There's nothing good about philosophy. Nothing. I took the courses. This is worthless. Totally worthless. And that's what was designed for. So now we come upon the weapons we're using today. And the oldest one ever created, the oldest weapon, was religion. They weaponized religion before the Roman Catholic Church in Nicaea in the 4th century. They called it the ancient mystery schools of religion. Shamanism, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, which is Christmas. Oh, I'm sorry, but it is. Isis, Ishtar, Easter, yeah, are all pagan. They've Christianized them to make so we can worship the sun god Ra every Easter Sunday morning. That's what they do at the Capitol. That's what we do at our, that's what people do at their churches and don't even know it. That's what Eastern Sunrise Service is all about. Most of Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterian, all these guys, they don't know it. They don't realize it. It's been ingrained in our core belief for so long. See, God is not about holidays and holy days and all that. The Sabbath is the closest, but it's any day that you choose. As long as it's one day in the week. Jesus Christ fulfilled that. I'm not going into that today. But holidays are not of God. Idols are not of God. Countries, flags, symbols are not of God. Jesus is of God. He is God incarnated. It's worship through him every single day. Not just 1 hour a week. So to get you away from that, to get you misaligned, as we all have been, he's come up with weapons to keep us distracted. And what have those weapons been, as I talked about it before? Sex, racism, feminism, war, food, diseases that's created in the laboratories, all of them. Drugs, pharmakia, education, politics, harmony, beauty, and the arts, science, which includes TV, computers, formulas, everything, cars, everything, money, economics, philosophy, religion. The Red Cross was created by the Rothschilds for bloodletting, using the blood for other reasons that I'm not going into. Socialism, Nazism, fascism, communism, Marxism, NAACP, ACLU, KKK. You got it now? All these things to keep you busy, keep you tied up, so you can't focus on the Savior. And you will find all these things I've mentioned all go back to the Illuminati and their creation and their councils, committees. It's irrefutable. This is not speculation. This is actually, it's amazing how it works. I've done deep study on this. Tom, you're obsessed. No, I'm focused. Yeah, big difference there. And I all I'm doing now is trying to get people to wake up and try to see it in my own little world here. And you've got people pretending to be on your side. They're telling you 80% truth, and the 20% distraction is what it's all about. To distract you from the true, whole truth. When people awaken to this, then you start seeing how it's being orchestrated. Now, so by doing rituals, get you further away from God. And it causes possession, or it causes you to be easily demonized to pull you away eventually. Now, let's go back to feminism. Bringing the races together. Combining the races into one. And then combining the sexes into one. That's now taking place. As a matter of fact, recently, there's at the church, said the church was going to have to accept alternative lifestyles. They're changing all the rules. Little by little. So they show how being non-accepting is evil. And so when you see that, then you say, well, you need to come together. And that's what they want. So we do need to come together, but under the banner of Jesus Christ. How does the world work? When they combine the sexes, here's how it's going to happen. And here's what they're using now. And I made a little list of this that you might find kind of interesting and see how it applies today. Women to become men. You have a trial test in Brazil. There's a village in Brazil that's nothing but women. They get a website. That thing is broke down. The website broke down for the men trying to find wives. It's one village where all the women, only women live there. It's in Brazil. That's an Illuminati garden. Testing out to see how it's going to work. And it's going to be more cropping up. Men to become women. They've tried it with the same bathrooms. Your children to share bathrooms now in colleges and high schools and so forth on a case-by-case basis. Boy Scouts to being transgender. That started back in 1977 with a plan by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She wrote a report to the Civil Rights Commission and her previous court opinions talking about this. This is not something I'm making up. Ruth Bader Ginsburg set this up in 1977. College is the same thing. Women, front line military to fight just like the men on the front line. Once the cultures are combined, next they're going to combine the sexes to one that's both female and male, including reproduction. That means manipulating the DNA and the body structure. That's being done. Little by little, Satan is controlling just like it did before the flood. It's all coming down. So now let's talk about, how about feminism specifically? It's been used against us as a weapon. Big time. I know people don't like talking about that. I did a little study on feminism and what it's done. It's basically tricked society. I played you yesterday on YouTube that I'd found. Somebody sent me. I found it somehow or another. I forgot how. Anyway, about these young boys in high school. I am a feminist. I'm a high school senior. I'm a feminist. Then another is like a, 15-year-old. I am a feminist. Everybody's a feminist. They have no idea what it is. It's about equality? No. It's not at all. Since its inception, feminism has used lies and radicalism to get across their lies that women are oppressed. Well, they have been oppressed by design. No smoking, no voting. Your salary less than men. All that's been set up for that purpose. But now they come out with it. Feminism has destroyed our society through the creation of single mother homes and education system, bias toward girls, and laws that allow for false rape accusations to destroy lives. So they've made it difficult for women to report rapes. And when they do report the rapes, some have not been rapes. The ones that have been rapes, they make it easy. They shame the woman. They've caused all kinds of trouble in this regard. Feminism has made women unhappy because they've lost control by gaining control. It's increased single mother homes, which devastated society. Today, 1 in 4 children are raised in single mother homes. Well, I can do it just like a man can. Okay, but you need both. That's how God set it up. The men have been distracted, like Adam was, not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I know I was one when I had multiple divorces, so I fit in that category in my past. I can't exclude myself. I am a product as well. Feminism has decreased marriages. Feminism has created extreme sexual assault laws that regularly ruin innocent lives and not putting behind bars those that deserve it. Feminism is not new and has historically damaged every society it's touched. It's tricked society under a banner of... Now, feminism has rendered men redundant and created a society of narcissistic, egotistical women that are bringing up those that are confused. To destroy the country, Vladimir Lenin said, you must destroy the family. That's part of a humanist manifesto. How do you destroy the family? Well, actually, because this is a touchy subject, granted. However, in 1945, began the takedown, began the focus of what we're talking about, and I can give you an exact quote to show you how they set it up. Brought Chisholm. I've used this quote many times, but for those that maybe haven't heard it before, I will read it to you, what he said. The takedown, how they're using it. Quote, 1948, 1953, Brock Chisholm, again, director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He was heavy into this takeover in 1945. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. And that was the 1940s. About 30 years later, Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. And based on her previous court opinions as well, to accomplish this goal, 30 years later, she wrote that the federal government should, in this report, and I got a copy of the report as well, provide comprehensive child care. And this was to get the children out of the home. She suggested to change the homestead law, provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as to a husband and wife who do live together. And this was to split the family's marriages because you had to have a husband and wife both working to support the mortgages. The family had to work. Both of them had to work. So it's set up like that. So let's give them more money to live apart. So they have single family homes living apart. So that way you don't have the family cohesiveness. That was clever, wasn't it? Another one. She suggested in 1977 also, draft women in the military and then assign them to combat duty and then apply affirmative action to the armed forces. This was to equalize the number of men and women in the armed forces. What does the armed forces do? They go fight other men. Men fight men. Pit bulls fight other pit bulls. A pit bull don't fight a chihuahua. Or a collie. You understand? They're two different dogs. Well, a man ain't the same as a woman. Hello. And I use the word ain't. You can find it in the dictionary. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. I just told you, didn't I? A man is not the same as a woman. Do I need to explain that? I hope I don't. They are different. A man will fight a man. With minor exception, a woman's not going to fight a man. She ain't going to win. Now, if she's got a 357, she might win a little bit. But you understand what I'm talking about here. So, equalizing the number of men and women, putting them on frontline units, there's a problem there. Especially when you have massive sexual assault. Now let's make them transgender and put them in the military. Let's make them homosexual. Will not get along with a straight. Homosexuals and straight do not get along. How's that? Well, you got 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults in 2011. That's a problem. You had 11,000 to 12,000 women had sexual assaults, less than the men. I'd say that kind of splits up the military, don't you? That's a problem. And the Joint Chief of Staff, they know it. Because they're members of the Illuminati that want to take us down in the military now. Their allegiance is not to America. The Joint Chief of Staff allegiance is Illuminati. Anyway, I had to throw that in there. Draft women in the military and assign them to combat duty and assign affirmative action to the armed forces to equalize the number of men and women. The purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. So, another initiative, and that was done in June 2013. Leon Panetta lifted the ban for women to go into frontline units. Marine Corps was training a group of about 200 or so, I think, in Camp Lejeune, thereabouts, to put women on frontline units in combat last year. It is taking place. It's happening. That's to eliminate traditional feminine roles. They put them in race cars, NFL, everything that men have done, they put women there, aren't they? That's part of it. That's the test cases. Another one she came up with, quote, eliminate traditional family concept of husband as a breadwinner and wife as homemaker and then integrate all male and all female organizations such as Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, fraternities and sororities. And the purpose of that in 1977, planning ahead, was to eliminate traditional male roles. Do you not see that happening now? Yeah, buddy, it sure is. Then comes international rights of the child to control your children. Family, Satan is hot on this, and he's bringing it around now. You've been laying the groundwork ever since, and now it's coming to fruition. So, and I go through all this pain of coming up with all this stuff to tell you so you don't think I'm some kind of male chauvinist. Oh, male chauvinist. Oh, boy, is that clever or what? If you're against feminism, you're nothing but a male chauvinist pig. They've got it all worked out, don't they? Cause guilt. Cash in on the guilt. You see how it works? Family, this is all set up, and I'm not going overboard. This is documented. And, man, we're falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Black, white, women, men, kids, all of us are falling for it. What we're trying to do, that those of us that know about this are trying to bring it out, if you don't fall for it, they lose their power. They lose their strength. You don't become a lawbreaker anymore. Because you don't participate in what they want you to do. It fizzles. In their textbook, which was Atlas Shrugged. Textbook. That's a textbook. That evil woman. Now, I got to tell you like that, man. That woman is one evil broad. Let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you, Ralph, smack dab up the other, Ayn Rand. Man, that woman is one evil individual. I read it yesterday. Now you see how it works? She is a mistress of Philip Rothschild. She is smart, no doubt about that. But she wrote the text tasking for the Illuminati in a playbook called the Atlas Shrugged. And now you see how it works. Quote, there is no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, there aren't enough criminals. One makes a criminal. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. So just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted. And you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on guilt. That's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with. The principle is to have you feel guilty about everything you do. If I get you to feel guilty, I can control you. And Lenin said, the way to control the opposition is to control it. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And that's exactly what they're doing. Feminism falls right into the line. So what's it done? It's taking me a while to explain that. So you won't attack me. Male values of structure and discipline have vanished, leaving broken nations of single mothers and depressed fathers with out-of-control children. The women abuse their positions just as much as men do. And the court, the attentions of bad boys and biggest thugs going, and to whom they always seem to be attracted to climb every ladder they can find, and boys are taught to believe that they have nothing to contribute to the family, is a view that's being reinforced by these poisonous politicians like Harriet Harriman, and who believe that things like enforcing laws requires fathers' names to be entered on birth certificates, may tar children with bad fathers. Statements like that are hypocritical and prejudiced, very much prejudiced for it to be unreal. See, feminism rejects concept of natural order. They instinctively in favor of ideas about how the blokes socially engineered the society to oppress women. That's what they did. So women will have a reason to rebel. Then they give them the reason, they give them the mechanics by which they could call feminism. Edward Bernays was nephew of Sigmund Freud. First, they suppress women to smoke. You can't smoke in public. Can't smoke in public. Men do it. You can't. Why? You're a woman. You can't vote either. So they did this for a period of time. I don't have exactly in my head when they started, no voting, and when they said you can vote now. But During that period of time, Edward Bernays confirms they studied the next transition of how to have the women to gain power now that they've taken away. Let's give it to them. They called it Light Up for Freedom. Then they hired certain women. They trained them and hired them to now lead a group which became a firestorm, no pun intended. Now, the women involved didn't know, but the ones trained, they did, but to a certain level. So the jingle was, the motivating point was, light up for freedom. You're darn right. I'm going to light up for freedom. I'm going to do it. Well, what happened? Honey, where are you going? I'm going to light up for freedom. I'll be back when I'm ready. What? It takes away the family. Every single time it works perfectly. Almost forces it to happen. Family, this is by design. Look up Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, who was an avatar. I'm going to leave that alone for right now. They project into the male sex the solidarity which exists between women, when in fact it doesn't exist because many are sexually entranced by the girlfriends, as to be blinded to thinking as she's fabulous as she thinks she is. Fortunately, feminism will eventually fail, but not after the families are destroyed. As more men grow surrounded by women who have rejected the men as a being surplus to their needs in a bit, as an anchor. So become disentranced. They learn solidarity between males. So men will entirely reject the sexual allure of women and increasingly ignore them, and that causes homosexuality to happen. Because they get possessed. They get possessed on both sides. So feminism will intensify. This cycle will continue until the whole situation becomes totally unsatisfactory. This force is already among us. It's working exactly perfectly. 19 states now, same-sex marriage. I saw one of those, I watched on a YouTube, you have these shows, reality shows on Japan, had a reality show. I'm not going to give a complete description of this, it's disgusting. But they had like a reality show of this male porn star in some kind of a encased, clothed, kind of a covering. You understand? I'm not going to explain this in detail. I just can't do it. And so they had this male who was a bartender that said he could cause this other male, if you understand what I mean here, to become excited sexually and cause him to release, if you know what I'm talking about. This is uncomfortable. But I'm telling you how far they've gone. So they bring him in like a reality show. You say that he can't make it do that thing. Oral sex. And he says he can. This is on a reality show in Japan. And so they go through this dramatic drama. And they say, okay, I'm ready. You are ready. Yeah, he can't make me do that. And then they show the door opening and there he comes. There he comes. He's walking. They do this on TV. So the guy gets on his knees, you understand, and covers his head in this device thing they have, and there he goes. This is on TV in Japan. Our moral values on a grand scale publicly are about gone. It's on TV. Now you got some kind of survivor thing where they're all naked running around on TV. Little by little, America is being introduced to it. They start with the children. And I showed you yesterday, by their own words, this is how they test it, each culture, how men now are becoming feminist. That was yesterday. That was 2013 testimony. High school kids. I'm trying to show you how far we're gone. The vast majority of men want equal rights for women, of course. And in my opinion, they have them, pretty much. It's now just a case of women trying to get up, went up on men, because it's where feminism comes into. It becomes a competition thing. That's what they want. It's turned around. It's like every household now has a running battle between the sexes. What's wrong with a woman making dinner for her family, teaching her children, being the homemaker, being the caretaker, the husband being the disciplinarian because he loves his children, don't want them to go the wrong way? This is how it was in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And then all of a sudden it changes. Why would that happen? How did God set it up? It tells you, Adam and Eve. The man goes out, toils the field. The woman stays home, does the work for the family, and teaches and trains and all that. And it works out. When a man doesn't do his job, messes things up. Woman doesn't do her job, becomes a man, it messes things up. When a woman becomes a man, boy, that really messes things up. That's exactly what they're doing. They're changing the roles and splitting up the family to destroy the country and bring about this thing. Now, for me to say this is really going to tick some people off, because we are so trained in this mindset today. You see how it works? Because if husband and wife are not working together because of these outside activities, plans. That's what feminism has done. And it's masked under equal rights. And Russo, yesterday, in an interview he had in a particular show, confirms that's exactly what it was planned for. It was created to destroy families, control society. That was the purpose of it. All along. Aaron Prizney, P-I-Z-Z-E-Y, said, and I quote, "Family life was and always will be the foundation of any civilization. Destroy the family and you destroy the country." Aaron, P-I-Z-Z-E-Y. You see, for many years, there's been deep suspicion that modern feminism was never really the grassroots movement of a dissatisfied base of a woman it's always been painted to be. It was well-financed, very slick in its propaganda, very emotional in its presentation. And it's worked perfectly to divide the families, battle the sexes. You know, the various feminist waves appeared at different times. The version of feminism that we remember in the 70s was a wave of male-bashing hysteria. Nationally televised tennis matches between male and female. Pros were heavily hyped up as battle between the sexes, remember? And these games would have been served as perfect templates and examples for the future out of the Worldwide Federation of World Wrestling Federation. There you go. If men can do it, by George, I can do it. Evil oppressing men on one side, the righteous underdog woman on the other. They had the women fighting the men fighting the women, and the women fighting the women, and the men fighting the men, in nothing but a gladiator-styled introduction. That's exactly what it is. Now you have mixed martial arts where they can make blood come out. Yeah, there you go. You see how it's working? Now look at the stands. Woo, look how many people attend. And it's all played out. Now they're in good shape, no doubt about that. But it's all played out. It's all scripted, like Congress. It's all scripted out, like the wars. It's all scripted out, like your reality shows. It's all planned out. It's all false. Every darn bit of it. And we fall for it every time. Get lost in it. seemed like they liked the term. If a man does something they don't like, say, you're a male chauvinist pig. Well, you're one of those, here we go. They got those words, those impersonal words that's being thrown out. Gives them power. Then the man responds accordingly. And the men's got their problems. They got the stripped joints. They got the, well, if you're going to be that way, I'm going to, you see how it works? Every time it works that way. Satan comes into the home to split the families up. Because we go along with the ritual. I wish people understood this. I mean, I am definitely a product of that. But now to me, it's clear. It's clear as to what's really going on behind the scenes. I see it clearly. I wish I could go back, but I can't do that. That's not realistic. And change the way I was, but I can't do that. All I can do is pass on the mistakes I made. But you know, men, you're no angels at all. Don't even think about it. None of us have been. We don't pray before dinners. And those of you that do, well, good for you. But you go to the lodge and you take a blood oath against God and do good deeds to make your guilt feel better. Doing good deeds to make the guilt feel better works zero. It's against you, not for you. Because you're doing it to make your guilt feel better, not the fruits of the Spirit. Then the jester meetings. Should we talk about that? Can't justify it. When are we going to pull out of this and trust in the Savior, trust in God to start praying? Because family, those demons are literally coming out now and touching each individual in one way or another. And becoming more openly physical. You see, they needed, before 1945, they needed to have that family concept to work. It's a proverbial family, and they kept it in line. By how? Check this out. Those of you that, you know, in your 60s, you're baby boomers, right? Remember the TV program, Father Knows Best? Where'd you get a title like that from? They wanted to have the family structure in place to foment those wars, to have that, I'll fight for my country, I'll fight. They wanted to have that, the sovereignty, family structure. Then after the Second World War was the time for takedown. Now let's get rid of it. That took them 20, 30, 40 years now. See, that's what it's all about. To get rid of what they used to generate that responsibility of fighting the wars against an enemy, against our country. 1945, now let's get rid of it. We're headed to a new world order. It's going to take 70 years or a generation. Get rid of this one. Come up with a new one. Each time. So don't you notice they do these questionnaires and 83% of American kids don't know about the history. They do these questionnaires and surveys to find out where they are on the scheme of things. To go to the next level. That's why they do these things. These surveys and tests and trials and so forth. It is so clever what they're doing. But let me tell you something though. Their plan of divide and conquer is going to fail. Because when Jesus Christ comes back, there will be judgment, as I said, an hour and a half ago. There's no stopping it. Every human being will be judged no matter what. You can't slip down in your seat and think you're not going to be. Now, racism, oh my goodness. Is same thing, exactly the same thing. Religion was the first attack. Family, that goes back to Nimrod. It goes back to Nimrod. The next was racism. The next was feminism. It has all been orchestrated perfectly. The indoctrination of training and going all the way back. I'm a proud feminist, says the woman. I'm a proud Nazi, says the citizens of Nazi Germany. I'm a proud communist. You like that? Anyway, citizens of USSR with arm and hammer. I'm a proud progressive, says the American socialist. I'm a proud American. What happens when it goes down? What are you proud of then? Well, they're going to divide. It's going to go bye-bye. We're a colony. It's going to be divided into four nations. It's already been done since 1972. Nixon was a part of that planning and deception. I'm not going there right now. So we go back to that unusual story of Aaron Russo and Nicky Rockefeller. I played that yesterday. How about The Rose with Bette Midler and Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd? They put it in all the movies. To Bring Us Together was, oh, it was Cheyenne. A man's got to be a man, tell the truth. Yeah. I'm the Marlboro man. I'm a man. Now women smoke Marlboros. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So then you had the My Father Knows Best. You think I could maybe do up a script and submit that to Hollywood, that I could do that and maybe get a millionaire as a producer for Daddy Knows Best? You think it would get anywhere? Yeah, it'd get me tarred and feathered. That's what it'd get. And probably strung up like a stringy spaghetti noodle. It definitely would make it. Father Knows Best today. That's almost funny. But it worked back then because that's what they wanted. That's what it was. Then slowly they steered away to the Bundys. Bundy's Illuminati, too, by the way. Bundys. Notice how it all changed? Now, racism. Oh, this really ticks me off. You know, I'll probably talk more about racism tomorrow, but we bring another culture into this country. The whites were escaping religious oppression, being murdered by the Vatican from 1200 to 1400 AD. And then 1400, they continued the murder of the Vatican did till 1800 AD, called the Inquisition. 68 million people. Good gosh. And in 1 week, St. Bartholomew Massacre, between 70 to 100,000 souls were lost, murdered by the Vatican in a mass slaughter in France. St. Bartholomew Massacre. French Huguenots destroyed. Murdered. The streets ran red with blood. In 1 week. 1943. Camp Jasanovic. Croatia. Ran by the Roman Catholic Ustasha. 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians were murdered. 750,000. 60,000 Jews, 26,000 gypsies were murdered in just one concentration camp by Ustasha, which were Roman Catholic troops. Family of Satan is prince of this world, but he ain't king. He rules these areas for now. Won't be forever. Racism. We brought, after we came over, white folk escaping religious persecution. That was the galvanizing, and Martin Luther, a Jesuit, created the religion for us called Protestantism. God used it. Satan abused it. Allowed us to spread the gospel, but still it was used to divide and set up what I told you a little while ago. So then this so-called Bible Belt brings in another race, happened to be from Africa, to be slaves, bought and paid for. And don't start using the Bible as justification. Dead slaves is not the slaves we brought over. We brought over to rape, murder, kill, steal, destroy human beings in the South. Your forefathers did it. Our forefathers did it. owned slaves of another culture and still went to church and did it up till 1860s and then continued it even after Emancipation Proclamation to subjugate and destroy the will of blacks from 1860 to 1960. That's all part of the bondage, just like the women, the blacks. Still need to repent for that, and people aren't doing it. Their family bloodline. So they used that simultaneously with feminism. Racism was used as a weapon. Now, notice the TV. What happened to TV? In the vaudeville days, they made the blacks look stupid, right? That was horrific. That was disgusting. To kill their pride, to kill what it was, just to make them look. And then all of a sudden, oh, it changed. Oh, now you got blacks that are supervisors over stupid white folk. It changed, didn't it? Yeah, that's how TV works. And it worked, too. It caused us to have division, to fight. Then they start poking us. Now they're really doing it big time. They're trying to bring up. That's why they're bringing up all the old news and things that to cause us to have a race, to remember it, that we were bad, in order to bring us all together under a new world order. But right now, they're trying to get us to fight again. That's what they tried to do in 1960. That's why Martin Luther King brought people together. Uh-oh, he wasn't supposed to do that. He was a man of God. I have a dream. Those four, Malcolm X, I didn't agree with his politics, but he was against the Illuminati. He was against the Boulay Society, the Freemasons that were black. And JFK was not a Freemason. He was against the white Freemasons. He has a speech. He tells us about it. That's what he's killed for. See, God's going to take the good people out. And that's where judgment's coming down on those who reject Jesus Christ. It's all playing out. Next, we're going to be the New Age movement. Not Islam. Islam is used another antagonism. But it's the New Age movement. The Roman Catholic Church will morph into the New Age movement. But first, you must bring a war between Islam and Zionism in a fake world war that's going to bring on disclosure and a threat from extraterrestrials. And there are no extraterrestrials. It's going to be a farce, a hoax. It's been set up since 1897. John Dewey talks about it. Ronald Reagan even talks about it five times in speeches about a threat from an outside world. So we're going to have a fake World War III using Islam and ISIS and all this. And then it's going to be a threat of an outside threat from beyond that will bring us all together. We'll have a common enemy. And here comes Sananda Emanuel, the fake Jesus called Yeshua. Sananda Emanuel, the one we think is Jesus, will bring peace because they'll say the evil have been destroyed. No need to fight anymore. That will begin the first seal. Family, we're really close. Look up Sananda Emanuel, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, false prophet. That's who he is. That's the real false prophet of the Bible. The Antichrist, you don't even know yet. We don't know. It's not Obama. It may not even be Prince William. All those are fakes. It's one we haven't seen yet. Comes out of Tyre, T-Y-R-E, living in Czechoslovakia, living in the Europe, knows everybody. Behind the scenes will bring peace, and that will be the first seal. Then will be 7 years. Jesus Christ will be back. Family, we're really close. But this fake Armageddon, this fake World War III they're coming up with is nonsense. Will they nuke a city? Well, that's possible. It will not be the real one. Be ready for this. In the meantime, they keep us divided, separated. Right now, they're instigating racism. Back in May, what was it? It was Bundy. They're part of the Illuminati anyway, between white folk and white folk. Now it's between black folk and white folk. You see what they're doing? It's working too. If you don't participate, they have no power. We're coming to the end of the show tonight, today, and tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9, more about the end times events, Armageddon, Gog and Magog, we'll talk about it, and the end times events from 8 to 9. Let y'all know also that we played our broadcasts and Bible studies are randomly played on highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he's up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has sponsors up there that, you know, he needs some help up there, so y'all help him that lives up there. Highportradio.net. Family, to identify the enemy is not to watch TV. It's to identify what they're doing, pray against it, and pray for members of your family that's coming under attack. That works. 2 Chronicles 7:14, Joint Chief of Staff, that's your real answer. But they won't heed that. Because they're under a blood oath to lie to the American public. They're under a blood oath to lie to their families. That's disgusting. And they're under a blood oath to carry out the wars that fill up Arlington Cemetery. That's serious what I've just said. They're responsible for the death of all our servicemen in World War II and Korea. Confirmed by the Chicago Tribune that they formed these wars to kill our soldiers as they work with the enemy, working together. You understand what I'm saying here? This is the epitome of treachery, being a traitor, because they belong to the secret societies. We're not taught that in the Marine Corps. It didn't tell us, but actually, General Butler, Smelly D. Butler, he discovered this, and he wrote, "War is a racket," 1932. He tells you. JFK tells us. Nobody listens because we are brainwashed. I know because I was a company commander in Paris Island, Alpha Company, 1st Battalion. I had 1,300 recruits at any given time and 70 drill instructors I was in charge of. I know how it works. I was also in the fleet as a company commander, platoon commander. I know how the product is. I was recruiting duty as an operations officer in Buffalo, New York, 1970s. I know how they're recruited. I know the lies we told them to get them into the Marine Corps. Don't tell me no. I've seen all aspects, recruiting, the fleet, and recruit training. I've been in all of them as an officer. Now, my loyalty is with Jesus Christ. And the Marines, I have to tell you, there's no Santa Claus. There's no Easter Bunny. There's no Tooth Fairy. And I hate to tell you, in reality, the streets are not guarded by U.S. Marines. And if we go to hell, you're not going to take over. That's all to keep us motivated, to keep us tough and all that. But the streets are not guarded by U.S. Marines. You don't need to guard the streets of heaven in reality. Because there's nothing but love there. That's reality. But they brainwashed us all along. Caused us to fight each other. The Germans to fight the Americans. And the Germans don't hate you, but they're there to fight for Hitler. Hitler was second cousin to Stalin, Churchill, Queen Elizabeth II, and Hitler were all cousins. Second cousins, to be exact. FDR was a liar. They helped set up Pearl Harbor with Churchill in the 1920s. They planned it with the Japanese elite. Now, that's the reality. I can just keep going and going and going. I've dissected this right down to the nitty-gritty. Because I opened that onion and I saw what it was and I didn't like it. Now I'm talking about it. Family, Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no other way. Every human being will be judged. There's no way around it. Suicide. 26 per day is an attack on our American soldiers, and the Joint Chief of Staff know all about it. It's being orchestrated to diminish our ability to respond if we're attacked, which we're not going to be attacked. It's already happened, thanks to our administration. They've already allowed the infiltration of troops, foreign troops, since 1993. Actually, before that. They're already here. There's not going to be an invasion. The invasion has already happened. It's about secret society setting up a new world order. That's what it's all about. And these generals like Boykin, Wesley Clark, they're liars. They work for the secret societies and them alone. They've taken a blood oath of the Knights of Malta. That's their loyalty. Not America, not Christianity, not God, but Satan, because they took a blood oath. Now, that's the raw truth. So, they lose. No one can defeat the creator of this world universe. It ain't going to happen. So you got to decide which side you're on, because Jesus already won. It's just a matter of time before he comes and establishes his seat in Jerusalem. And the real Jews will emerge, not the fake ones they got there today, and the Star of David, which is a cult sign anyway. And our flag has got 50 pentagrams on it. Family, it's time to face the truth. And that truth is Jesus Christ. It's time to cut all this fantasy out and get right with God. Soon. Because they already won. Family, y'all have a great night. And those that want to join me, I'll be back on tonight, 8 o'clock to 9, Bible study. And tomorrow, 4 to 6, hit the ground running. We'll talk some about racism and feminism. And you'll see, it's not just that. When I talk about racism, feminism, and all that, it branches out to other areas of this control that we're involved in. And watching TV ain't going to make it go away. These events are going to take place whether you like it or not. But at God's choosing, when he allows it to happen. And when he allows it to happen, because we pulled away from him. Just like Rome did. Well, Rome did in the beginning anyway. That's another story. Don't have enough time to go into it now. Y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. He's coming back. And the millennium is ahead of where there's going to be love. There's going to be those that worship together under one accord and one language. And that day is coming. But judgment will happen before that, family. Who side you on? Pick the Savior. King James Bible tells you all about it. That's the only one. We'll see y'all tomorrow or tonight, either one. Website, watchmanforjesus.com. Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And this is The Watchman. I'm signing out. Have a great night. Good night. God bless.
The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.